Welcome to another episode of Two Beards. Today we're joined by PT, would we say sensation, or just another PT?
Another Love Island fucking idiot.
Kieran Nichols and his pal James. Before we get anything, James, what do you actually do? Because like, I just thought he just nicked birds with him.
Not much, to tell the truth. Run a couple of businesses on the side.
Oh, okay.
Run a couple of businesses.
Wait, let me just... Oh, his mic's gone off. Yeah. ex-member of the NED.
Aaron,
great gaff.
You're getting it.
Why an ex-member though? Huh? Why an ex-member?
Because you started doing fucking videos and ruined it for everyone, mate.
You exposed it, and I was like, oh, shit.
Cardigan over the shoulders.
That's it. I had to stop all that.
Chinos pinched at the bottom. Bit of ankle. Russell and Bromley shoes.
I've never been in the NED.
I have a few I've took a shit in the NED as well a few times. It's like a palace. I'm not saying in the middle having a big turn out. I'm saying in the toilets. Obviously, the toilets in there. Hang your coat up. Take your pants off. There's a rack there. Yeah, honestly. Then straight after you've had a dump, geezer walks in. Spray.
Shut up.
Yeah. Fresh towels. Face, hands.
Why aren't you taking them out yet?
Seen the way he boozes.
He dresses like
he'll
that.
He'll get.
Why is he fucking starting on me for?
Nah, listen, stick to the youth club, it's fine.
Are you all jumping on me now? You fucking pair of slippery cunts.
I've seen him in the bed.
He walks past it, like the Weatherspoon.
Big issue.
The cunt looks like a shit. He looks like a fucking C word.
He started
with me. He looks like a fucking shit boohoo model. And I don't know what fucking ASOS is giving it to him. He needs to wind his neck in. I'll get Jezza after you. Yeah. You can shut right up.
He'll turn up in an Uber and all. They've took a long run up here. Prepared for this.
They're prepped,
aren't they? Yeah.
No, we haven't actually. On the way here, we were thinking, I don't think we're ready for this yet.
I've had a couple up asleep.
Couple of pinches.
I've just gone in there and said they're not going to bully us, are they? And he's like, yeah, probably will.
No. We're kind. We're polite, aren't we?
Yeah, we're normal.
Ish.
Yeah, we might just throw the odd dig out there, but other than that, we'll just be a nice, sensible conversation.
So what businesses is it? Sorry.
I run an office brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
We run a joint juice shop venture. So Raw Shots, just plug that out there. Cold brew coffee.
Any chance you could remember to sit by the mic, though?
Yeah, of course.
I hope you don't run your businesses like this. Nonchalant on Zoom, yeah, or whatever.
He's only had fucking one job. Sit by the mic, mate.
It's normally the team that do it for me.
So it's you that nothing does it, isn't it?
I'm usually just the face. And then I've got an app being built at the moment. So, yeah, a couple of things.
Nice.
Yeah, so the coffee business, we actually did during lockdown. We were bored during lockdown. My office venture had come to a stop. His PT venture was literally taking off because he did all the home workouts. Yeah. I was like, hang on a sec, how can we use your audience here to help me make some money now? Because my bank balance is going down.
Real mates there.
Yeah, definitely. And then we did the cold brew coffee venture called Quaffy. And then recently the factory approached us and said, look, can we do something together? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So we officially go on to Amazon next week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
I had to partner with a couple of big gyms. Like, yeah, so it's going well. And they literally started off as side ventures, but just going well. So
they're
going
to partner
with... Everyone loves a coffee as well if they turn up to the gym as well.
They're going to partner with a big podcast.
You fucking know that.
Bring them and put them in the corner.
That shit. The team.
Cancel, stop, cut. We'll go again next week. Yeah.
You've normally got some in your bag.
Yeah.
But you've got...
Card. Yeah, card.
So obviously, Kieran, for you, there's a lot of PTs on Instagram now, isn't there? It's like,
they think they're PTs.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. So what is it like for you? You see all these people who jump on it. There's so many conflicting
arguments.
Yeah, arguments. There's so many conflicting things of how people want to get fit. Like, it's hard. So how do you make yourself stand out from all of them?
Well, first, let's start on those. So I think, especially in lockdown, I think, a lot of things come to the end, you know, like, especially with Instagram stuff, right at the start, people trying to, struggling to get jobs, and then they're like, now what can I do? And if you're a girl on Instagram, good body, you can make money just by selling an ebook with, fitness programs, and you haven't even got to be qualified. In that first lockdown, it seemed like everyone was an expert in how to help people get fit. How I would say I'm different is that I actually care about my clients. And I know every PT will say that and say the same stuff. But yeah, since starting the academy, it's been literally incredible. Like, the amount of people that come through, they're not just people that want to look like me or train, like, you know, James wants to look like me. It's not just people that want to come through, like, they just
I'm afraid of needles. I'm afraid I've never been a fan of needles. That's too fake.
What,
like,
what type of academy is that?
We're going to have to jump on that conversation later.
You know, he throws me under the bus. Hang on a sec.
I've just signed up, so have you got any needles?
That's the start. Right,
before we go anywhere, how committed are you?
No, but I was on about tanning injections, by the way.
Yes. It is a weird tan, though. I don't know how you get that 24/7.
Right, anyway, where were we? So, yeah, people that come through, like, I expect when I first started to be a coach, I honestly thought I'd get people that just wanted to come through and say, look, I want to look like you, blah, 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 blah. But since the academy and then lockdown happened, I literally have so many different array of clients, and it's so cool. Like, I love it, literally. Like, so we'll get, you know, Sally, 50-year-old mum, and never been to the gym in her life. She signs up, 12 weeks goes by. She's now, like, the main person in the group. It's so cool to see, like, she's the one helping the new ones come through. And yeah, I just get seriously invested in it. I just love sharing what my clients have to say, not just to try promote my business. I just love that that's my job. So I think that's where it starts. You know, if you're going to try and become a PT just to make money, you ain't getting very far. It's as simple as that.
Because people will clock you and think, like, you're just a fucking fraud. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I think one of the standouts for you, I was just going to jump in and chuck it in there, is the fact that...
How about you jump closer to that fucking mic?
Sorry. I think one thing that Kieran always does is he'll always push himself as a PT.
Yeah.
He'll never, ever drop in, like, the Love Island card. Now, although that's given him a bit of an audience, you know, he's grown, like, 35,000 followers since lockdown. Do you know what I mean? And that's all through not him going on there saying, hey, by the way, I'm ex-Love Island. It's for a full fact that he's on there genuinely trying to help people. And look, he's got like over 500 members on the app.
30,000. I mean, I've got 80,000, but it don't matter.
Yeah, because you was on like 115 or something, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I had like 4,000 when it started. I got like 88.4
yeah,
now.
It's the box system you use.
We ain't talking about you. He's doing it to run a business. You're just slagging people off, mate. Shut up.
Does a good job at it, though.
There you go. Cheers, mate. Shut up. I'm going to come and sit on that side with you and we'll go at this
shut up and let him talk.
All right, yes, go on.
Where were we? No, just saying, like, when you meet him, he'll never drop the love. I'm the one that drops the Love Island card. If he's pissing me off, I'll be like, oh, here he goes, that Love Island guy. He thinks he's right it, doesn't he? And everyone, like, oh, what an arsehole, nothing about the kid. So I'm the one that chucks him under
the
bus.
So true as well.
But the truth is, he'll never drop it in. And even the first couple of weeks when I met him, it was always like literally just strictly
focus,
get in shape. And he focuses on the people's goals as well.
So how long you two been friends for?
Only a couple of years.
I think it was 2018 when I met you, or 2019. So I think I came out of the Villa like 2018, end of the year, and then I started training James in the new year. So yeah, not long, not 2-3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, new year resolution, let's go and get in shape. Went, took my money, didn't get me in shape.
the camaraderie
became a shrink.
It's like us, isn't it, but like a chiselled version.
Yeah, it's like a better version, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, like they'd nick a pretty little thing model, me and you would take the old
like 2018 before you start the academy programme.
No, but we've only known each other a couple of years. And like we said off camera as well, like people, when they see people in Love Island and stuff like that, they put them into that category. And look, I'd probably, as I said, I've never watched it before, and I'll meet certain people that had been in it previously. And you'd be like, there's nothing about you. Like, you live off that same thing, going to those little premieres and stuff like that, because you need that. Mm. You need that attention. Whereas in completely opposite.
I did that for the first three months. I was obviously, I had clients in the city at the time. And then obviously when I went in there, I couldn't train them.
Mm.
When I came out, it was literally, I was just getting pulled left, right and centre to events and stuff.
Because you have to. Is that what you have to sign? Do you have to sign something?
They make you feel like you have to. Okay. You don't have to do anything. But they make you feel like to be present and to be known more, you need to go there. And to be fair, when I came out, I think I had 20,000 when I first came out of the Villa. And obviously, when you're going to these events and you're coming off, you're being seen by people, you do then start to grow.
Yeah,
that's what you
but
say.
I didn't realise until probably, I reckon last year, I realised back then, what I thought was, don't get me wrong, it was an amazing part of my life, but looking back, because like, you know when you go on old stories and you've spoke to someone before, then you see an old fucking story you've done. I look back at it and I think, geez, I looked horrendous for one. I looked horrendous and I sounded horrendous, but I thought that was a really good part of my life. But looking back now, it kind of like put me off course in life, really, because I was just going out, getting drunk 3-4 times a week, you know, eating way too much food. And to the build up for Love Island, I was actually going to compete in a bodybuilding competition. Mm-hmm. So I was like shredded to shit and hungry. And when I came off, I literally just went,
you know, booze food,
and my whole body was just fucked. But like when I realized, like, I think one day I just thought, I don't want to go to that event anymore. I don't give a shit if they're going to pay me a few grand. I don't want to go to that event anymore. Turned every single event down that I thought is not going to do me any favors. And then just started knuckling down, got back into the gym, started training my clients again.
The thing is with that is that it doesn't last forever, all that stuff. Look at it, like the amount of Love Island contestants that you think are going to go on and on and on. That, give it a year, nothing. So the fact that you've turned stuff down, now doing what you're doing with your pal, is
testimony. That's what I realised. I think, like, some, loads of people said to me, it doesn't last for long, and it doesn't. But I just rid that wave for as long as I could that it felt good for me.
Mm.
And then I thought, do you know what? I don't actually want to do that. You know, and if you've got your fucking agent on the phone saying, you've got to do that event, why? Just because you want your 20%?
It's because of engagement, like, and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what it's like? You bounce around with certain people. It's like you two. You've got us on the show today to get your engagement up. And
no, I'm joking. I'll do a video. I'm only joking. I'm with Bo. I'm with you here.
Get out my arse. I've never done a video about anyone.
When his name popped up, tell him what you thought his name was when it popped up.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
You know, look, I've just got Bew the beard.
Yeah, he's in that one. The man probably can't read.
Hey, feel free to jump in anytime now, right?
No, he ain't in the stream. You're gonna get. Hey, please do.
He's panicking.
He's panicking.
I just don't want to wake up, right? Yeah. Or go to bed, and then I hear you've done a story saying tomorrow's your day. I don't want to see that.
I haven't paid for that. You know that? I genuinely
in the feed, bro. Yeah.
He's got four businesses, mate. That feed's just gone through the roof, mate. Fucking hell.
Where was the turning point for you? Was there a particular time or an event that you went to that you didn't really like, or something your agent said? I'll take it he's not your agent anymore because you don't need one, do you?
No, I've got an agent now. But
same one?
No. We'll come on to that in a sec. But,
show, mate. We'll tell you.
We'll progress it. We'll progress it.
Aaron, if you just step back for a moment. I'm on the mic.
I'll get to that in a minute. Love Island.
All right, let's just take it back. So when you first came out, like, I didn't have no experience with TV before, right? Literally just got thrown at a deep end, and like, I didn't know fuck all what I was supposed to do. I literally turn up in Mallorca, and then, like, they take your phone off you and you're fucked then. You can't get it back. And I didn't have no one looking after my Instagram account, and I thought, shit, do I need to do that? So then they gave my phone back. Fucking did all the shit I had to do, like fucking pay my rent and all that shit. But everyone, because I forgot, right? Everyone else who goes in there has already got agents, right? So they're already set up. So when I came off, you get given a sheet from ITV, just literally fucking numbers to call for agents or managers. So you ring around, and they make you feel like shit, because you ring them up, and you're like, well, they made me feel like shit. I ring them up and like, well, yeah, you know, I'm Kieran, I've just come off Love Island. Yeah, I know you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not really going to take you on. You know, I've got, I don't know, Adam Collard or somebody's
people
got a
bigger
fun.
Longer than 3
yeah,
minutes.
So, which is understandable to a point, but that, I think that, for me, 3 minutes, that, for me, though, was kind of like...
What's in that cup?
But that, for me, was kind of the point where I said, you know what, fuck you, I'll do well out of this, and I'll, for as long as I can, because I've got something to fall back on. I don't want to be known for the fucking guy that went on Love Island for 5 days. Mm. You know what I mean? And even if I was on there for however long, I don't want to be known for that guy. I want to be known for actually helping people and doing what I love doing. And I think when it came to that, it was about the 3 month part.
Wait, you went on for 5 days?
Yeah.
That was it?
Was that what it was signed up to be as well? You're only going to be in for 5 days?
You, man. I think he was in there longer.
No, I didn't. I just did 5 days. I've done benders longer than that.
What are their names?
What's his name? John?
Jeremy.
Go on, I love it.
So I think my year, or the year that I was in there, that was the first time they'd chucked, I think it was the first time they'd chucked two lads in there to try and break couples up, because normally it's girls doing Bombshells and whatever, or Casa Amor. So I wasn't on Casa Amor. I literally just got through in the main villa. No one knew nothing about it. You walk in there. Bearing in mind, it's fucking weird because I've been watching the whole show on TV, and then literally
you're in it
within 3 days because they rang me up and said, look, Kim, we've been watching your Instagram stories. We want to put you in the villa. I don't believe anything that happens anyway. I told my sister and no one else. And then days go by, they start fucking messaging you questions about what you're going to do in there, because they want a storyline ahead that you're going to do, right? So I actually fucking didn't watch 3 days worth, and I've just winged it. I went on Twitter and just looked what the fuck was going on. Somehow, like, wangled it and got on there. And then, when you get there, it's just so different to what you expect it to be like. So I'm just thinking, like, fucking, I've just been watching you on TV, and, like, you didn't come across like this. And do you know what I mean? So it's really hard. And then you're walking in there, and all the lads are, like, best pals. And then you're trying to nick one of their birds, and it's like, well, fucking hell, like... It's just such a weird way to... It's just really hard to explain, but it was just kind of like, that was it, really. And it was like, I ain't
going
to be here long.
You're going in as the prick, aren't you? Because everyone's married up. And then obviously all the lads are going to hate you because you've split up one of their pals.
Well, that's it.
But then you say you kept on getting pulled away and stuff, though. Like, every time you was trying to kind of make a move, or you were starting to get on with someone.
There's a couple of things, like, I'm trying to think back now what happened. But say I was talking to, like, just having a chat with, like, someone around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They'd literally... call you over, or they've got, like, I don't want to say too much, but they've got, like, tannoys in there where they can, like, say what you can and can't do. Not can and can't do, but, like, they'll tell you, like, oh, you go to
get in position.
It's TV, right? So they literally pulled me out and just started talking shit about something else completely different of what I was just talking to that other girl about. And I'm like, have you just done this so that it didn't actually go into something because the fucking public loved whoever they were or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, then you start thinking, fuck me. So when they pull you out and they start saying, look, the public want you to do this, they're all rooting for you to do that. Then you start thinking, fuck, if I don't do that,
you're gone.
I'm going to come out of the Villa. Oh, no, not, okay, I'm gone. Yeah. But if I come out, everyone's going to fucking hate me. Yeah. And then you start feeling, like, I don't really care normally. I don't care what people think of me as like that much. But then... I don't want people to fucking hate me for doing something like that. But in the end, it's...
Because the Love Island TV, fans are very loyal, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When they... If you, like you say, if you go in there and fuck shit up,
yeah,
they'll hound you. Even if you've got
the odd one that, like lads would love it, wouldn't they?
But lads. But you'll get, like, the birds or the sensitive fellas that will probably want to hound you. You all right, mate?
So it's just a Stella. All right, blah, blah, blah. I wish.
Yeah, no, did you enjoy it, really?
Being or there? Did,
yeah. Was you nervous going in there, sort of thing?
Do you know what? I actually wasn't. It was really weird. I didn't know I was going in with anyone either. I thought I was going on my own. They literally flew me out there. I stayed in, like, a casting villa for 3 days. And then when we got to, like, up closer to the villa, they put you in, like, a fucking, like, a little cabin thing, and they're like, right, we're going to put you in at some point, blah, 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 and you're just sitting there waiting. And I think in the end, I went in at 3 a.m. like, fucking really, I didn't know what day or time was. I didn't know what day or time.
Into the villa at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what day or time it is. No, they just said, like, it's about 3 a.m. now. You're supposed to go in at 3 p.m. but things have gone behind. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you're going in with someone else. I literally went, can I go in on my own? I wanted to go in on my own to be like that guy, do you know what I mean? I walked in with Idris or whatever, and it was a good bit being in there, but I don't think I found my feet enough to be able to express who I actually was, because you're trying to think of what you want to come across like on TV, but then you're trying to be yourself at the same time. They're trying to tell you to do this and that, and it's like, Jesus, like, you don't know what to do, really. I think a lot of people like Danny and Jack Fincham, who are on there from fucking right from the start to the finish, they didn't do anything during the day. They don't have to, because they've already done pretty much everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like, I don't know, I think I was fighting a losing battle right from the off, really.
Do you, how did your DMs look afterwards?
Oh, mate, so I... Basically, I wasn't technically in a relationship.
Oh, I was about to throw him under the bus there. I was about to say, so when you went in there, was you in a relationship or seeing anyone at that time? Wow.
So I was with... No one actually knows this. I've never actually expressed this or told anyone.
Oh,
I had a girlfriend before. I was with, like, 7 years, I think. And we broke up.
For a week.
For about a week.
The 5 days.
For 5 days. Yeah, for 5 days.
Yeah. No. Before I went in the villa.
Boys holiday.
Yeah. We was broken up. But then we then started trying to, like, get back together, basically, and we were seeing each other. And it was, like, literally, like, I don't know, a week or so. And then I'd got the call off Love Island, didn't say nothing to no one, just my sister. Didn't tell my mum and dad or whatever. And then I'd been flown out to Mallorca. Then they took my phone off me, and I was like, shit, I haven't actually spoke to the bird in 4 days.
Yeah.
Because there's 3 days build up, and then I went in. And I was like, shit, she's probably going to be losing her head. And I was actually thinking about that a little bit. And then... And then when I came out, the question was, was my phone blown up, right?
Yeah.
When I came out, I'm not joking, I turned my phone on and my phone was vibrating for like 25 minutes. It was a fucking, actually was like just so hot. And the first message I looked at was hers.
Well, that's loyal.
And it said, yeah, that's loyal, exactly. And it said something along the lines of like, I don't know, you're a piece of shit or something like that.
Naturally, yeah.
And I just put, hey, babe, you're right.
I went on holiday for a bit.
Yeah.
But I just got paid to do some acting.
PT camp.
But it was every person I'd known from back home. I'm from a small place in Suffolk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, and everyone knows everyone's business. And it was just so funny.
Same town as Ed Sheeran, by the way. From
Edward.
He lives like a mile from my mum now, actually. Sound guy.
Camera out of teas.
How weird's this? He went on to Love Island, and Ed's videographer. Ed messaged the videographer saying, hey, I'm sure we know this guy that's just walked into Love Island.
He used to busk in the pubs around.
Yeah,
proper weird that. Yeah, what was your son?
He's interested in the X and the numbers and the BMs. He's interrupting.
I'm trying to divert it for him. I'm trying to say,
he's doing well. He's on a roll.
It was just, you keep fucking it up, didn't you? You lot.
Yeah. It was you lot, you can.
Did you expose the name?
What was the question?
What's the name again?
So you come out, your phone's buzzing for 25 minutes.
Oh yeah,
you
everyone from back home. It was just mad to know that like supposed people that are your friends are messaging my, wherever she was to be at that point, because it wasn't together, was we? Saying stuff like, oh, I can't believe Kieran's done this to you.
Yeah, Phil.
You know, this sliding in, so I'm here for you if you need a chat and all this shit. And it was just fucking hell. I was like, what have I done? Every one of her friends would message me and just give me so much shit, but I don't regret any of it. Like,
did you have fellas of your like your pals that were messaging her saying, you sorted them out?
I used to train with back home and used to like be messaging her like saying shit like that, and I was just like,
have you spoke to them since?
No,
because it's such a small town.
My boys from back home, you know, I've literally got, you know, James, obviously I'm with James literally every single day, and I've literally got like three or four good pals from back home that are like I speak to pretty much on a day-to-day basis, and that's pretty much it. Obviously, I know everyone around there. Everyone knows fucking everyone around there. Do you know what I mean?
He wanted to say everyone knows me, but he tried to save it.
Yeah, yeah, they do, though, didn't
he
they? Was
he wanted to say it, didn't he?
Bit of a name, you know?
Yeah.
So it then petered out, and then you never saw each other again, or did you sort of half try to rekindle it?
We actually were trying to sort it out again, and then I think someone sent her a picture of me in a club with a bird.
But it's gonna happen though, isn't it?
And I was like,
what was you doing with the bird? That's what
I don't know, I can't recall.
Mate, he's a really.
Was you doing a Rooney? Was you whispering
it
sweet
was that, basically like the Rooney situation where, but I was like, it was next to a pillar. I was in Liverpool.
I'm asleep. Her ass is in my face.
Yeah, he was asleep. His eyes are wide open.
When the camera's gone away.
Robbie Keenan.
I think I sent the picture to my mate Kane, and he put. Can't help you here, mate.
That's what real mates do, though.
But
don't
that's
you're
that's
on
the
your own, mate.
Fuck, mate.
Anyway, should we move on to James now?
I was going to ask you a question before fucking he started talking about Love Island with the PT stuff. What's the best like story you've had? Like, what do you know what I mean? Like, so what's the best journey you've took someone on? Like,
best journey.
There's something that makes you feel really good about what you do.
So for me, when it comes to like transformation,
see that good question, that proper.
It's not a bad one.
he's there. The result is
I'm
there.
An example.
No, it's not about James. So for me, when it comes to transformations and stuff like that, it's not just about physical change, mental change, and obviously people that come onto my academy. There's so many different, you know, array of clients, and it's like some people actually get to a point where they've done incredibly well and they'll still be super hard on themselves. But I like to see it from someone who's really proud of what they've done, because it's all right me saying, oh, I'm proud of you, but how about you be proud of you for what you've achieved? I can give you all the tools you need, right? But at the end of the day, you're gonna have to put in the work. So there was this one guy who came to me, and he was like, you know, in a really bad place. I'm not gonna mention names or anything like that. And he said to me, he came back to me after about 2 months time. I worked quite close with him, but he was like quite quiet. He wouldn't reach out to me unless he needed something to change or whatever. It's checking every single week, and we speak like over email and stuff. And about 3-4 months in, he's lost a lot of weight. He's been on it for over a year now. He's lost over 30 something kilo. He's done incredibly well, and he literally said, "Like you've saved my life."
That's
and,
on me too.
And that's
it, isn't it?
He's telling a decent story. Just I know, shut I'm here, up but for I'm just 30 saying, seconds.
It's just like, it's like, you know, when someone says something like that, like I was cut a long story short, but I actually lost someone quite close to me due to suicide. And that just hit me hard. And I was like, fucking hell, like, my job is incredible. And everything I get like that, I screenshot it, send it straight into my family group chat. And I'm like, Mum, Dad, this is why I do this shit. Like, love it.
Can I ask Chris and you two, what's the deal with the beards though? Like, is it...
I grew this when my mum died. I hadn't shaved for literally about 4 weeks, and I had a bit of stubble, and I was like, I can't bother to have a clean shave. After my mum's funeral, I was like, I'm just going to grow a beard.
Yeah.
And I've had it for 5 years now. It's never been really sort of like that. And then Bo was about my size for his height, which is quite fat.
Yeah.
And then he started to grow a beard. It looked really, really good. It looked really pucker. And then all of a sudden, he's just taken it to the extreme. And now he's gone that. And I think, but it suits his head, I think.
Screw it.
Did he inspire you, though? Like, do you look up to him?
I'm just asking. I wouldn't say I inspired
I'm not buying. He's trying to rattle me.
But you did ring me a few times, say, what do you think of my beard?
Yeah.
Wait. Did you not have that when you first met then?
Yeah. No, not this long.
You had stubble, didn't you?
I've always had a bit.
Stubble?
I've never... Like,
a bit like that? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I started growing it, and then I was shaving one night and took it too low.
And then made an Instagram account called...
Hated it. That. I'm telling a story, man. I'll let you speak.
He had 29 minutes about him.
What do you put, like, Miracle Grow on it or something? Because what happened to yours? Like, did yours just not grow fully and then his...
No, I have mine cut. I don't have to make a point. My head's too big. If I have a huge beard, my head... I mean, I've got a monster bunce anyway, so it can't be too big.
Please, Ruin. Please. Just killed him tomorrow. Well,
don't
worry.
Tomorrow's fine.
He's getting a
video. Because I was about to say, I rate that beard, but that's a bit over the top though, isn't it? It's a bit... To get it back.
There's a few glass bottles flying around here and all.
Mate, the only men who say it's over the top are the ones who can't grow it. That's
and the ones that are too scared to have tattoos as well. Oh, it's so 2003. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Ask them their question, your favourite question, because I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure there's plenty of stories they're going
to
tell us.
Right, so if you was to go on a lad's holiday, one place, where would you go?
It's interesting.
Fucking hell, we shouldn't be that hard.
The Emirates.
That's the first time I've been to Ibiza, so what do you think of it? Did you actually like it?
It was brilliant.
It was decent, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was good. It was good. It was just...
Where have you been?
Huh?
Where have you been?
What? As where we've been away? Dubai. No. So Dubai was nuts. We went to Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
You calmed down a little bit all of a sudden, didn't you? You've
right calmed
down.
Because when he's you say it's a day, it's a bit like...
James, pick that up. No, on the floor.
You're an arsehole. He's gone. No, so, I'm not just saying lads holiday for the obvious reason. I'm just saying if you could go away with the chaps, one destination, 5 days, where would you go?
I would say Dubai.
I absolutely
love Dubai.
Know.
You had a life, both of you, before each other. So what holidays have you been on without each other?
Oh, I did Malia, Magaluf a couple of times.
What's the EU and... What? No, like over the Atlantic?
Spain, yeah. So Spain...
No, Atlantic.
Okay.
You know, over the other side of the Atlantic? Go on, Love Island. Where are we?
fucking
he had to tell us fucking Kent with the United Kingdom. Fucking him, is it?
Right, get to the point. Have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
Oh my God.
I've not done estates at all.
No?
Done Barbados, done a couple of others, Dubai, etc.
Been to America?
No.
He just said he ain't been to the States at all.
No,
I looked
America.
To him.
Oh. I need to go to America. I get people message me all the time saying you would literally love America.
Dubai, it's different, right? So when we go to Dubai, it's one of those things where if you used to normally go, like for me, for example, if I was to go to Dubai on my own, it's going to cost me an absolute fortune. Whereas if you go with these boys, it's paid for. And that's the difference. And then when we look at like Instagram and people's perception of it, oh, you must be spending so much over. No, I'm not. Mm. It's all comped.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the reality. Blue ticks and all that.
That's it.
I wouldn't say everything, but we get quite a bit.
I went once with a boy, then once with a bird. But even when I went with a bird, I was out every night. But I still didn't think it was expensive.
But
it's
the thing. But you said that.
The girls don't pay if you go out nine times out of ten. And that zero gravity is like 100 quid. each person and you're fucking paralytic drunk by the end of the night. Like, there's loads of ways to do it.
The way they market Dubai is basically saying, like, it's just so extreme and expensive, which obviously, of course, it can be. But it's the same in London. You can spend anywhere, a lot of money in London, can't you? Do you know what I mean? But when we go, we don't spend stupendous amounts. It depends how long we go.
We're smart about it, though, aren't we? That's, I think that's the difference.
What's a good time? What's a good time to go?
It's 2 weeks,
yeah?
I think so, yeah.
No, I think too long.
10 days. 10 days.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
10 days. Just 10 days.
When we first going out there, like, I said, let's go to Dubai, and he was like, I'm not really sure about Dubai. He went there, he got into the cab, and he went, now I can live here.
Mean this.
I haven't even fucking got anywhere yet.
No, it's just it looks all pretend though, right? Everything everything's got to be bigger. Mm. Like, their wheel over there is bigger than the London Eye here by a couple of centimeters and stuff like that. It's always got to be bigger. Like, the indoor aquarium and stuff like that is just
I think
it's just
everywhere
wow.
you go, you literally just go, how the fuck did they build that? How did they put that in there? It's just,
I mean, you see them, they're like literally coaches and coaches of these workers that have been imported in. And they're literally just 50
sticking degrees up, heat, and they're just 50 degree heat, away and they're 18,
you know, 49. Where did you stay when you was there?
Dubai Marina.
Marina.
Oh yeah,
we like it, man.
Yeah, Tilly AM. Who did we bump into? So the first year we went out there, we bumped into the footballer Titus Bramble.
Yeah.
So they're from the same town, so we got speaking to him, and then obviously we stayed in touch. And then the next year we went out there, he was out there the same time, so he's always over there. And like, we was going out for dinners and stuff like that. And it was just, for me growing up, someone like Titus Bramble that was in the Premiership. Mm. The stories he's got.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm like,
he's a huge Love Island.
And this guy wants to talk about Love Island. I'm like, no, we're not talking about, like, I want to talk about you talking to Beckham.
Who you played
and
against and all that,
yeah. So we're talking to him about stuff like that. Him playing in, what was it, like the UEFA Cup or
European,
something against.
European Cup.
Against Christian Vieri. Yeah. Like, playing against Milan. And you're just like, this is what I want
to
talk about.
And he wants to talk about.
And he wants to talk about Love Island. So what was it like then?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I ain't got
can I smell
this.
Your fingers, please?
You tramp.
Brilliant. What? So who's your football team? Teams.
Sportman United.
It's a funny one.
It's not funny.
It's
mate.
Not.
No, it's not.
My dad supports Ipswich.
No, so I fell out of love with football when I was 20, right? So I was one of those guys with the story that had the knee injury and stuff like that. I was at AFC Wimbledon for a little bit, in the reserves, etc. Growing up, I supported Brentford. So since they were in Division 3, they were like the local team, right? But my main team was always Arsenal.
Good lad.
So Ian Wright, number 8, he was the boy for me. Like, he was the man. And so obviously, because he was funny, love life. So I supported Arsenal growing up. And obviously Brentford started jumping the leagues.
So
and they were my local team. So I'm like,
so now they're in the Prem.
No, because
Arsenal were shit.
No, but Arsenal's gone all corporate, right? Arsenal's different now. Like, every time I go there, everyone's wearing a shirt and tie apart from you. Everyone's in a shirt and tie. But do you know what I mean? It's just sort of corporate up there now. And that's why I just fell out of love with it, because it was just, for me, I just looked at it as football as a business. And you just look at it as the team that are going to win are going to come closest. It's an investment. It's the team that puts in the most money. They don't give a shit about the fans.
I suppose as fans, it's whatever you want to get out of it. It's like you're going back to Brentford.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be...
I think it's just because of my roots, though. And that's what. And I think that's what made me realise that, why don't, you know, someone from London that supports Liverpool, I support Liverpool. How many times you been? How often do you get up there? You don't. Like you probably support Ipswich, right? Who do you support?
Norwich.
Who do you support?
He's just said it.
Who's your sport?
That's what Man United.
Makes sense though, right?
Weird, isn't it?
My dad, from a literally as long as I can remember, like 5 years of age, I signed to a football club, and my dad used to just every morning fucking get me out of bed and say, Sport Man U.
Glory hunting piece of shit, mate.
Fucking
hell.
From ever since. I love it.
My dad's Liverpool, like from like the 70s, 80s, and all that. He said, I'm Liverpool. I said, how many times have you been to the stadium? He hasn't.
70s, 80s, but that's when they're. Winning everything.
They were winning everything. Right, yeah. Keegan Tosh out. I've had it my whole life.
No one can call my dad a glory honor. He's fucked.
Who's he sport?
Spurs.
Spurs are a team I just hate, and I think that probably distills from Arsenal.
But I think any normal football fan just dislikes Tottenham.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't really like watching football in the grounds.
There's a few people I know who's like that.
I went and watched United Chelsea FA Cup final, Wembley. Shittest thing I've ever done.
It's because you're buying shit seats at the back.
Didn't have his blue tick at the time. Yeah. So he went in the royal box.
DMing Sir Alex. Do you reckon?
Hi.
No, I just don't know. I enjoy the build up to it, and then when you're in there, I just think, like, I don't know. When it's such a big place, it's just like you can't see anything. You know what I mean? Or do you not know what I mean?
I don't mean, but they're two shit fans. Sets of fans. No atmosphere, nothing. We can talk. Our away fans are right. Our home fans are fucking minges, mate.
Really bad, don't they? I'm
solid, mate.
Awful.
And they're singing, "Is it a library in here?" And the way end are just pumping, they're up and down. And then you look around, and it's like, oh.
But no. There's not enough like you, as with regards to passion.
It's only a small bunch of you, lot.
But what's going to happen is Tottenham and West Ham are going to end up like that.
West Ham. Oh,
they're going to end up. They're going
to. West Ham already there because they're eating popcorn.
Yeah,
while watching the fucking game. Spurs, like their fans go on about their stadium. It weren't built for you. It was built for an NFL team that's coming over here. It's not built for you. Yeah. And as he says, it will be all corporate. It will be all bollocks.
Yep.
Your season tickets are fucking $2,500 a season.
I hope they get relegated personally. Tottenham.
Remember, what was the game we watched? Brentford Middlesbrough. That was a good one.
With the lower league teams, I find it more exciting than watching the top teams because everyone there, you know, they're local,
they're
diehard, and they really want it. We're going to go. Where are we going Tuesday night?
Millwall.
Oh wow!
It's a cup
no comment.
It's a cup game. Dead. Millwall. I've never been, so I just thought, do you know what? And then I googled where's the best place to sit at Millwall. It said like block 20 next to the away end.
You ain't got to keep doing that every time you say type.
I had to make sure.
You do it on your phone though. Surely with your thumbs, not on a typewriter.
Businessman, isn't I?
Four businesses, prick. Yeah. Turnover like £400 million a year. Quaffy.
Save that.
No, it's true. But I know loads of people who say they'd rather watch the football on the telly.
Is it because you like to see the replays? You can be with your pals? Because when you go football, you go on your own.
When you're watching a pub, you can't analyse the game.
No.
You're constantly talking to someone, having a beer, you're looking at other people.
The barmaid's breasts.
Where'd that go? Where'd that go?
And you're just like, you haven't watched the game. You get the final whistle, goes, fuck me, we lost 2-0. Do you know what I mean?
So was you invested when England was on? Was you watching that?
Oh, yeah.
I was in Magaluf for the final. I was literally in Magaluf watching Wembley the final. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I was down Wembley Way. It was absolutely fucking...
When that first goal went in, though, I lost my voice. My voice was gone. And then, obviously what happened. Listen, when it comes to penalties, it's a flip of coin, right?
I think most England fans, I mean, you're an optimist. You probably thought, yeah, it's coming home. We're going to win. It don't matter. But England...
I was convinced it was coming home all the way through.
Did you not think going into the tournament? Did you boys think that they were actually going to do it?
I did.
Nah,
I didn't.
We picked at the start. We both picked Portugal and France, respectively.
I think Portugal and Germany.
But he said we'll get far, even to a semi-final.
I was convinced.
When we went into the final, I thought, come on, the boys have got to be up for this now.
Wembley and everything.
You know, when you're watching them play, and you think, fucking hell, do they actually want to be there? Sometimes, and when they go into the final, you think this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, just fucking go for it. It's easier said than done.
Mate, I was looking at the team sheet every time, saying he's done it wrong here. He's got it completely wrong. Anyone that says that he's picked the right team every game, do you know what? He actually did the right thing there afterwards.
Yeah.
And you look at him. But beforehand, hang on a second, he had a blinder. Why is he taking him out?
That's what he done. But when I went to the semi-final, and when I come out, at the end of the final whistle, we sat in the ground for like an hour. And after watching, looking at them players, mate, I was convinced that we was winning it. I didn't think there was a chance in hell that we was going to lose that game. No way.
Especially when we won that in the first 3 minutes.
But Italy, the whole tournament.
It's probably the worst thing that could have happened, really.
That's what I said. We lost to the best team from start to finish.
That Chiesa in midfield is just unbelievable.
He looks 85, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He is 20-odd.
I see a picture of him the other day in a club off the winger. Drawing about Chiesa.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that. What's his name? The one in the middle, that Locatelli.
Yeah.
Mate, he's unbelievable. But like you said, we lost to the best team. It's not like we fucked up. Like, we lost to the team who was the best from start to finish. They defended, they scored, their midfield's good, and the keeper's
quality. I mean, they haven't lost for 30 games or something, wouldn't it?
Mancini, did you see what Mancini did, though?
Yeah.
Mancini said that when he was in the World Cup, when he was a player, they never played him in a tournament, and he never got a cap, so he could never say that he played in the World Cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what he did for one of their games, where they substituted the whole, like, basically replaced the whole team, did all their subs. So there was only one player in that entire tournament that didn't get a game. Other than that, their whole squad
played a minute.
The goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper, wasn't it?
The third choice. Third choice goalkeeper.
So they don't even get a medal?
Huh?
So you don't get a medal?
Oh, no, they get a medal.
Oh, they get a medal. But
you feel like you haven't participated.
He's shown up.
He should have just put him on and put him up front for 10 minutes. Like, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, well, against England. I'd love that.
You'd be upset winning it, that's it.
Well, fuck it.
I'll come off now.
Still upsets me, man.
Yeah, because like I said before, I think the country as a whole, with what's gone on the last couple of years, we needed that because we're such a depressive country.
Yeah,
it's affected everyone. What's gone on around the world, But as a nation, we needed that.
I'm not depressing. I'm not depressing.
No, as a unit.
I mean,
no.
No, you're not.
He's the only most miserable. If you ring this cunt, every time you ring him, he is moaning. It's 6:30 in the morning. He's
a
moaning.
Cab driver, though, isn't he? He's got something to moan about.
It's constant, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're always
it's not like you have to sit in traffic, though.
You've
is
just
it?
Sold fucking 10 ton of trainers and got yourself $2,500. I'm struggling to feed my family, and you're boasting about getting free fucking tracks.
Can I ask a question? Out of interest, just out of interest, yeah. The period of the Euros. How much money did you reckon you actually spent on alcohol?
$7,000.
On what?
Alcohol. I was out every day, mate. I did 5 weeks in a row. I was out every day from midday till three in the morning.
You're struggling.
I was out. It's cool, man. I can transfer you score. Don't worry, bro.
It's fine.
Do it £20, mate. You get yourself some nappies. Actually, I'll give you £40. You get yourself a fucking ride loaf and nappies, some avocado.
And some kids' toothpaste as well. He ain't cleaned his teeth for 4 weeks.
You're going to start a GoFundMe page tomorrow. Yeah,
I'll have tons of money.
Yeah, it's just money, isn't it? It comes and goes.
He's come the in? Real business know, yeah.
He's
it, yeah.
I don't know. He's the boy.
That's what I'm worrying about, is it?
Wish I had a name like you.
What's my
yeah.
Does he live off his nan?
No. He grafts for his nan. The nan's the talent and he's the brains that answer an email.
When he do this post. Yeah. When
that was once.
Broom. Bit there. Who's the brains? What? Sorry, what? Yeah, brains, brawn, and talent.
No,
yeah.
Do you actually need to borrow some money?
Huh?
Do you actually need to borrow some money?
I'll borrow some money, but I can't tell you when I can pay it back.
Adds it to the wad in the back pocket. Yeah.
I'll go home and add that to my spreadsheet.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have a chat off here.
Have you got cash only still on the back of your cab?
Nah, cash preferred. Don't go south. So where do you boys live?
G'day, Wolf.
Nice. Together. What's it like over the Wolf then?
Unbelievable.
We love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good neighbours. Good
first
people.
Moved there, everyone was like,
"No, neighbours are arseholes." Like literally. Oh, no, honestly, you can walk around in the flat. Oh, bam, bam, bam. What happened there?
It got to the point.
Gotta
where
get slippers.
I'm tiptoeing like the Pink Panther. I'm like, what's going on in it?
Walk in, put your shopping down, and then you get a fucking bang up. I'm like, fucking hell, just put the bags on the floor. Oh, mate.
We got off on the wrong foot.
Fucking
we
love
iron
dicks.
We moved in.
I was going to say, there's a story behind
it. Yeah. When we moved in, it was 11 o'clock at night, and then the guy come up next day, kindly put a note under the door.
Nothing kind of bad.
And then he came out literally a couple of hours later saying, "Look, you guys, you know, I didn't want to come do this, but you've made a lot of noise." And I went, "Who have you got living down there?" He went, "We've got a kid." "Well, you haven't got a garden? Move to a house. Don't stay in this high rise. Don't starve the kid. Go and get a house. It's COVID. You don't want to keep him indoors."
You're paying $2,500 a week for a fucking flat.
They're paying that money there. And then we spoke to
the
landlord
as well. Dan,
and they're like, "Yeah, no, he's bought it, so he gets more rights than you." And I'm like, "Oh,
he's got sorry what?"
He bought the gaff, so because they own it, they've got more rights than us because we're just tenants.
Okay.
So I was like, "Oh, thanks." Makes me feel really.
That's
wanted.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
What a prick.
Yeah.
He put a story up the other day, and I was having a look. The fucking view from your flat is ridiculous.
Oh yeah. I fucking forgot to say that. I was saying, "Oh, that shit."
Yeah, but still, you can't. Like the view's great, right? But obviously during lockdown, where you have to, you wake up there, you have to
every
you
work
you work
like
there.
There.
Yeah. It's boring.
Oh, shut up, you
honestly,
fucking pair
first
of
world
weasel.
Problems,
it's
21st isn't it?
Oh,
look. So now I'm at one
there's elephants out there in Sri Lanka that are drinking the same shit water, and you're talking about a shit view in Canary Wharf.
No, it's a good view. It's a good view.
I can't wait till they invite us round. The noise that we're going to make.
I'll go knock on
the gate. I'm going to buy some Labutin heels. Dun, dun, dun,
you can borrow his.
Yeah.
Do you work out on?
No, well obviously during lockdown we did. Oh, that's why we probably got noise complaints.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet he's fuming. Imagine this cunt doing squats.
I joined the Facebook group.
That's just his nuts.
That's him chucking his bird about.
I joined the fucking Facebook group just to see what's going on. You get some busy people, don't you? What are we putting out? You said put something like, how does everyone feel about getting...
What are everyone's thoughts, you know, getting a running machine in? They thought it'd make sense. And everyone... It's a bit noisy.
Some of the people jumping on there is unbelievable.
Have you ever thought about putting on like a bit of a do? You know, like a fitness thing, like once a week, once a month for all like the so all we, the people.
They don't like him.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that
nobody
if he does that,
in lockdown,
everyone's stuck up their own arse.
They make out their
I did a thing for in the group. I put it in the Facebook group for the where we live, just saying like, look, guys, you're doing like a fucking 50% off or something, just to get you all motivated and shit. And I don't know, did it? Did they?
I think you got complaints.
Don't talk to me.
Saying, oh, how have you got my email? The font on that, yeah. That flyer is awful.
It's not big enough.
It's a spelling mistake.
You are your.
The security guard there liked you, though, didn't he?
Oh, Marek. Big man.
Oh, you work out, didn't you? Oh, look at your arms. Starts touching him and.
Oh, don't you listen to this?
He's subscribed now, isn't he? Top man, Marek. Top man, Mike.
We'll get Marek on next week.
So you like? So it's nice here. Like it there? Yep.
I think Canary Walk, you just feel safe, didn't you?
It's proper quiet, though, isn't it? Like, yeah. I say quiet. It's, when I came to Canary Walk fucking years ago, it used to be like packed down that.
I think it's called COVID.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
When did we move there?
Fuck's sake.
Year before COVID.
I forget I'm meant to be on your team.
Even, even now, like it's picking up now, but it's just like, I don't know.
Still dead, isn't it?
Only the Alchemist kicks off in there, doesn't it?
We went to Bullard's pub, that poor fella sitting next to us. He's had a day at the golf, the fella. Quite tubby, 5'8", sitting there, just enjoying life. Cream chinos, blue t-shirt.
Who are you talking about?
Just some random geezer. Guy. He sit there and he went, "Who's this fucking fat fraggle?"
Did he hear him?
Yeah, but the geezer's like, and I'm looking, I'm thinking, fucking hell, like we've been here an hour. And it's like, he's gone, but look at the state of you, look, with your fucking shit gap chinos and fucking shit. Like, who have you fucking come as? Look at the state of you. Look, you've had all the fucking pies. And I'm like, the geezer's done nothing. He's just sitting there, just drinking a Peroni, whatever.
And his mate had a little shit ponytail, innit? I said to him, he's had a proper little shit one. I went to him, you look like a fucking rubbish bin tied up.
Yeah. He's gone to the toilet. The geezer's gone to me. Is he being serious? He went, has he not got his head kicked in? I went, the best thing to do with him is just go back at him.
Did he?
No, he didn't know what to do. He didn't do it.
Give him some ammo.
He fucked off and left me there on my own. And I was just ruining the old gaff on my own. Didn't even know any of them.
It doesn't care. But that's the thing. But with him, it's like he's not saying it to be nasty. It's just like, I'll rip the shit out of you. Do it to me back.
Yeah. I think this is... So I get this issue with people, right? So obviously, playing football, being in the changing rooms, the banter, like you're attacking each other, right? You don't want to become that person that gets it all the time. So you got to fire back. So obviously, when I'm with my missus, I'll fire back. That's really bad. You shouldn't say that. Yeah. Let me think about that. No, my boys would have given me a spud for that. That was quite
good. He's standing there fighting for an i5.
He's there like that. Me, it's awful.
Because you are the way you are, do your birds sometimes feel a little bit overempowered?
We're just immature, aren't we? We're never going to grow up. And I think it probably gets too much for them.
So you're going to do myself and this Pillock here and Swollen Chops over there, a 28-day challenge.
28 days.
No, he's fine. He's swollen even called himself.
I don't call him Swollen Chops. That's bang.
What do you call him?
I don't call him nothing. He's body beautiful.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. 28 days, but you got to be serious about it.
Can I booze or not?
You're fucking nodding at me for. you fat fuck.
No, because you look straight at him. You're all right.
You told me that he's going to be religious.
But wait, what's the alcohol situation?
Just don't drink.
Shut up! I'm talking to the PT.
So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Let him sugar over there to wind these
fucking. You can't go 28 days without beer, man.
I've got a problem.
Got a bit of a problem. Yeah.
I'll start Monday.
But I'm gonna say it's all calories in, calories out, right?
It is all about calories versus calories. That's the bottom line of it. But like, if you've only got 28 days, just really try and stick to it. I'm not gonna make it ridiculously strict anyway. But your program's gonna be completely different. Mm-hmm. You sit in a cab all day talking shit.
And you follow me. And you're here.
And I like it. And I share it.
Yeah.
And don't pussy out. Don't fucking pussy out.
Listen, straight away, you can see you've got no arms over there. You need to help him out.
What do you do in a day?
Arm exercises.
To be fair, I ain't got no arms actually. There's more muscle on an x-ray.
Sorry. Do you go to gym?
Never.
You never been to gym?
Used to a couple of years ago, but not now.
He was a. He was a pretty boy back in the day.
My mum and dad were bodybuilders, weightlifters, and all that. Really? My dad went in competitions. My mum did. Yeah.
Do you want to train? Do you want to?
I wouldn't mind to. It's all in my head. I think that I get. He's on it. So when
I lost 6 stone. Over like,
you put it back on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I was big, like fat, because of booze and all that.
6 stone.
So I lost like 34 kilos over the course of about 14 months. just running constantly, working out. But
I'd like to be
shut
into
up.
A routine.
I'm talking about me, you no, fucking me weasel. I'm trying to make myself look better so I can pull pretty like little thing birds. Shut up. You've got a missive. No one's talking to you. I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to Jenny.
Talk to Rooney. Yeah. Talk to Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking to Jenny.
I think I have people to talk to.
I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to
you. Get Permy Bollocks back in here. I'll talk to you.
Wait a minute here. Listen.
Paula.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, no, I lost 6 stone. That was it. But now I had to get bigger, mate. That's why you're going to help me.
Yeah.
I want to look like good. Him. But just.
Him.
Yeah, I don't want to be as big as you, mate. I don't want to carry my shopping like that. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to waddle.
Yeah, you want like the Brad Pitt look, not the Arnold.
Let's
go. You're both going to be in the Facebook group, though, but you've got to be sensible.
Oh, please do a video on his Facebook group.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
I have to approve
it. I can't go on a Facebook group.
No, the sensible part, he said. That's me. Yeah, fine. Cool. We're going to bring us in and say, hi, guys, I've got some new recruits.
I'll do that everyone.
You'll lose
people. You'll lose members when he's doing there. The shit they're
not
going
to with me.
I have to prove it anyway. So it's all
I ain't going to do anything. I'm going to be sensible.
Oh, so you're like an admin, as in you'll see a post. Good. Yeah, that can go in.
Yeah,
you'll
so
see a post, that can go in.
Post stuff in there, and if I have to just look at it and prove it first.
Okay.
We're just going to have to send pictures of our you keep, every now yeah. and
then. You want to see...
Look at this vein. Look at this vein. Look at this vein.
Becca does my admin stuff as well. She'll be like, why is that a bitch coming there?
Working my hands this morning on this.
Angle. Blood. Off to the left.
So are you going to take it seriously?
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah.
It's 28 days.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is it like 28 days from starting from fucking like Monday
from
or are we going to do from 1st of September?
No, from Monday.
1st of September?
That's a fucking month away.
I've got my birthday coming up.
So what?
I want to eat burgers.
We can invite him
you
to
can eat burgers.
Invite him to your birthday and he can just watch what we're doing. Don't
on a serious note, it's not as hard as you think it is.
I'm not going to put you on chicken and rice. Do you know what I mean? No. If you've got a birthday coming up, you'll have 2 good days before that and then you can have a few beers and
if
stuff.
Anything,
are you going to get placid or what?
No.
It's
your
right.
food. It's your food, like pizza's bread and all that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. One bad day ain't going to be a problem.
It's just a ball ache of tracking all your calories. Like I've got my fitness pal in there at the moment and I'm literally going around the shop, scanning my barcodes in. And it's literally, but listen, you only got to do it for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but you should only have to do.
I'm on an 8-week shred at the moment, so I'm sticking to like 2,200. It's just better choices.
Yeah,
I went into Nando's yesterday, and the meal I wanted to get was like 1,500 calories, whereas there's an alternative in there which was like 900 calories, and it would equally fill me up. It was just because I was being greedy. I wanted the Portuguese roll. I wanted the Peyronnaise. I don't need it, but I wanted it.
Cool story.
I don't expect
no, it makes sense. Like, yeah.
I don't expect you to track for the whole 28 days, right? Just do the rough foods that you're gonna eat. And then
so what's the goal from it? So like when we start to when we end, is it also it's me losing weight, but it's him.
I still need to lose a bit of weight as well.
No, you don't.
I've got that puppy fat at the bottom, man.
Yeah, but you'll tone that out with the right food.
You're not the PT, shut
I know
up.
Some of my shit.
Yeah, well you choose your goal on sign up, so what do you want to do?
I would like to lose probably a stone.
In 28 days?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot.
Don't eat.
Let's just see how we get. Yeah. By the time you get to the end of 28 days, right, you're probably going to say, actually, do you know what? This is going pretty smoothly. Let's just keep it going. Probably.
Yeah. You'll just
the whole point of what I do is trying literally to implement healthy habits, yeah. Like, then if you start tracking stuff, you'll then realise, fucking hell, like, why am I been eating all that all the time?
Is it all like the no breads, no pastas, no rice, no white stuff?
You can eat, literally, you could have a pizza every day and stuff. It's just tracking the calories. That's it. Just the calculations.
I think you'd
and
be interested.
You'll see it and you'll be like, do you know what? It's actually quite easy. There'll be days where you haven't even eaten enough. You'll be like, shit. And like protein, for example. Protein's that's where I struggle. Getting the amount of protein in that I need. And it's just, you've got to hit this number. And that's the hardest part. So it's just making sure you're having loads of meat.
Once you do a couple of good days, you'll then sort of get the idea of anyway.
Zampa thinks I'm not going to do it.
Hang on a sec. So what happens if they don't hit their goal then? There's got to be like a forfeit or something, surely.
Yeah, actually.
Because the only reason I say it because you won't take it serious,
the
right?
The loser does a forfeit and don't no one say anything about beards because it's not happening. So it's pointless.
What about half the beard?
Nope, shut up.
I'm helping you out there.
No, I'm not shaving my beard. It's not happening. It's not happening. But yeah, so loser...
How about if we both fail on our goals, then you get to glove us one up the ribs?
No.
Yeah, boxing glove. Come on up.
No, we've seen Shazzy's
cunt.
He's fine. You can punch me.
Just look,
I wouldn't be able to do it, would I?
I punch harder than him, fact.
Like you and I. You punch harder than me.
Probably. Loser gets the other one's name toed on him.
Shut up, you fucking mug.
What?
Have you got
on the toe? On the toe?
Have you got tattoos?
Yeah.
Go on. Show us.
No.
Okay, why?
No, I've got Arteta's name tattooed on me.
You didn't?
Yeah.
I think I remember the video.
Yeah, yeah. Tattoos not, no. I even got my son on me, so I'm not having you.
Mate, you don't even feed him. About another koi fish? Yeah. You don't feed him. You're definitely not going to fucking get his name tattooed on you, are you? Fucking shitbag.
All right, well, we take that away. We'll have a think.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let you two think about that.
Yeah. Or maybe free cabs for a couple months or something.
All right. If I lose, it might not be nothing, but if I lose, if I don't hit my goal, then I don't know, when you're on your next jaunt to fucking Dubai, whatever, I'll take you to the airport, no charge.
Result. What for that?
Mate, they've got loads of money, mate. City That's airport. Not fun. Huh? He's got four businesses. He's got a blue tick.
Wait, but they still get Uber.
No, but something fun.
That is fun.
That's not
They're
fun.
Saving themselves 60 quid.
I don't really use Uber. No, more, more Bolt.
Yeah.
Same driver, different car. No, same car. Just different phones.
Can't stand Uber. Yeah.
No, you got to do something fun, mate. That's shit. Sorry, that's shit. Let them go away and think about something good.
Yeah, let's think of something properly. Okay.
But we'll still have the free cab.
He's telling me he's struggling for money and I'm thinking he's giving us a free cab.
You're doing us a plan that's worth, what, 500 quid over 28 days?
No, it's not.
No.
About 20 quid.
It's genuinely worth a month.
But it's obviously a lot of time and effort goes into it. Like, you'll be speaking to me every single week. And if you ain't, I'm going to be on your asses and stuff.
Oh.
Nice. I'll take that. Peanut butter in me bummer.
There's worse people, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's worse people.
Be the tax man.
You can slap him round the back of his nut and call him Jezza.
Bonjour.
I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm getting fucked up the arse, do you, son? Right, that's an hour and 10 minutes of pure and utter bollocks. Yeah. Anything more for him?
Nah, thanks for coming on, chaps.
Is that right?
Been interesting. Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Pucker.
Do your outro, mate. You always do it.
No, we're all right. Well, catch us on all the platforms. Bo the Beard, Crazy Ginger Cabby. You got these pillocks. They plug their businesses. Do you want to do them again?
It's fine.
No, you done. You good? All right.
He's got loads of money anyway.
You don't really care. Up the coffee.
Up the coffee.
Yeah.